Okay, give me one second. You're recording.
Thank you. Okay, we are back in open session. And on section 5, number 1. Sorry for the interruption. Please state your name for the record.
Melanie Ratliff.
Thank you. And Ms. Sloan, you are the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This item is before us today regarding attempted inspections. I believe it's a random inspection of the premises, and which is any premise license is subject to a random inspection per statutes. And there was some concern expressed by Dr. Rettler about doing random and allowing inspections. So we'd like to hear that directly from Dr. Rettler.
I didn't understand it that way. What happened was that Victoria scheduled a inspection on a certain day, I think it was the 18th or something. And I was prepared for that inspection. And I think the day before or so, when she touched base with me, I asked her two things. I said, are you vaccinated? Not that I really care, but I just asked her that. And I get paid for this, correct? And she emailed me back. And do you guys have copies of those emails?
Yes.
So my concern, and then her response back to me on the first one was yes, and on the second one was, you're kidding, right? Well, no, I really kind of wasn't kidding on the payment part. The reason, and I gave it in the emails there, and I'm just about as angry as those people were right there with her comment being so flippant, you know, like, you're kidding, right? No, it's 118 degrees. You want to go through everything in my truck and you're going to get paid for your time and I'm going to stand out there and point everything out to you, which I've done every single time before. You know, we're going to go over the same stuff we've gone over before. I think that we all should be paid for our time. That's number one, but I'm not going to refuse an inspection based on that. I wasn't refusing at all. I told her she could come out tomorrow. She's the one that said she wanted to bring it to you guys, maybe because it's a legal matter. I have three main issues. I told her my position is libertarian. I don't think we need these boards at all. Actually, after watching what happened here in the case right before me, which I only know from when I walked in, there is some good reason to have this, but licensing should not be mandatory. You should not be able to take an action on it. I know that's your opinion, but you shouldn't have that. It should be voluntary. We now have cameras, like an example would be, I saw somebody take a video of a mouse eating some meat in a restaurant or in a deli cabinet, and that hit the internet. That does more harm. And if there had been an inspection the next day or the day before, they never would have caught that. So I'm saying we have more ways now to clean up everybody's behavior if they want to have it cleaned up. By putting them out of business than we do by some authority coming top down. And I think this is going to be brought out more as we see this COVID thing go on. But so that's number one, is that I think licensing should be optional like you have with construction. I think all licensing should be optional, but that's my position. The second one is the new rules that Governor Ducey put in, I think maybe 2017 or 18, where he wants you to keep a record of everybody that you prescribed controlled substances to? Are you familiar with that one? But that was in there, or no?
Well, the DEA requires you to.
That's federal law.
DEA requires you to federal law.
Right, but this was a diff, this was additional. Not just who you dispense it to, but who you even write a script, even if you call a script in.
That's controlled drug laws.
Okay. There was something new about what Ducey had put in there, and it had to do with expanding that. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it, and whether it's Ducey or federal, and to what point you changed that. But I wanted to point out that everybody that I, not every prescription that I get do I fill, and not every prescription that I write do the people fill. And whether that's federal or state, either way, I think that that would fall under, they expand those rules under the Commerce Clause, and they say, well, it's tied to commerce this way, and this program, we want to fight drug trafficking, so we expand these laws this way. There is a case law that I found when I was helping someone else, and it, I believe it passed a, I'm sorry about that, I thought that was off.
That's okay.
That was off, I don't know how it came back on. Anyways, this case law, you know, they do everything by statute and then court by case law and go up that way. It passed a Supreme Court, I don't know if it was Arizona Supreme Court or another state Supreme Court, but it said, and maybe it even went to the Supreme Court, so this will be for your lawyers to look into, but what it said was that it was for the sex offender registry. If you are reporting, keeping, no, it was used for that, but it was for something else, that reporting information back to law enforcement that they could get themselves, but choose to have you do it for them, that is, under the 13th Amendment, involuntary servitude. You're providing them a service, and they're not paying for it, okay? They're just asking you to do it for them. So anyway, that's where this comes up, whether it be the controlled substance that where Ducey expanded it in 18 or federal. I'm saying there's a clash there with at the point where you're asked to keep track or report or turn over the names of your clients that you have prescribed to. I understand dispense to, but prescribe to, that's like tattling on everybody. That's getting too far. Anyway, that's my complaint there is with that being a 13th Amendment violation. And I'm not saying I won't comply with all, I won't do all these things, but I'm saying only under protest. I'm protesting it under these. And then, of course, the third one was that I felt when Victoria said, are you joking? You know, like about getting paid for my time to be available for this inspection. And no, I'm not, and I would ask anybody else, you know, if you're sitting in your doctor's office and they've kept you waiting for 2 hours, wouldn't you start to feel like, hey, you know, you're getting paid for this time, you're seeing patients, and I'm just sitting here, isn't my time worth something too? And I think all of our times are worth the same thing. So I put that in a letter to her where I said, I'm getting paid for this, correct? And she laughed. Said, you're kidding, right? I wanted to pin that down. Am I or am I not? Because does it become a 13th Amendment violation or not? Well, I don't know. Who's a lawyer?
You're throwing out a lot of legalese and you're trying to bring in constitutional law here. Where did you go to law school and when did you pass the bar?
I don't think it matters. I have had...
I just want to know your legal competence to be able to state...
My legal competence is as much as anybody else can read the laws. I hired Salmon Lewis and Weldon after I interviewed 150 of the lawyers in the state. Gallagher, Kennedy, Osborne, Maladin, and a whole bunch of them. I interviewed all of them. I took on a case against George Johnson and our homeowner association for our association selling the wells to Johnson illegally. Got a group together of 16 people, kept them together for 8 years. Ended up hiring Salmon Lewis and Weldon after my case was lost. Initially, I went to all these attorneys, okay, took all this stuff. I was given a 2% chance of winning my case. Remember that, Osborne Maladin? And I didn't have an attorney. I couldn't be an attorney for the other people. We were just all individuals. I wrote my own appeal. And when I went to Salmon Lewis and Weldon, they were looking at things and they were kind of wondering. I said, by the way, I've written the appeal. They took that. They said, give us a minute. They went outside. They looked it over and they said, we'll get back to you tomorrow. I hired them. They took the case. I hired them. They took what I wrote, tweaked it a little bit, filed it, argued it, won our case, and got it back in play. I think I know how to research the law. And I think I'm better than many lawyers in the state.
So are you saying that...
I don't have to go to law school to be that good.
Okay. But you're saying that we're committing a crime by following out state statutes by licensing
individuals. I'm saying...
So you're accusing us of committing a crime.
Right.
And I'm wondering where the statute of that comes in, because we're following the state statute,
right,
where we are actually tasked with...
I understand that. I know why. I'm so sorry that that played again, because I thought I had turned it off. So it goes off and I just tell them all about it. It will come. I understand that. You know, a lot of times laws are unconstitutional and they've got to be taken all the way up before somebody finally determines that. I'm saying that we all should know our Constitution better than a lot of people do know it, and that a person has to make the decision, you know, if they read the law and if they have the statute. I mean, they can go to their lawyer and say, what do I do in this case? That's all I'm saying. I'm pointing out that I believe it's unconstitutional by the 13th Amendment on 2 points. On the part about requiring us to keep track of all the prescriptions we write, not fill, but write, or call in, okay? Because those are all filled, okay? I believe that they're overreaching at that point. And I believe that it's unconstitutional to ask us to have an inspection and not pay for it. Those are my two. At this point, I am not saying that you can't schedule and have an inspection. I'm just doing it under protest.
You're accusing her of crime.
So, okay, so right.
I'm saying I believe that.
Let me try to speed this up a little bit. Because I don't see the reason you're invited in, this is put it on the agenda, is because looking at these emails, we couldn't tell whether it was too dangerous to send set staff out there or not.
What do you mean?
Well, you said. I mean, you took a pretty hard stance about saying that this was criminal behavior, wanting to do an inspection without paying you. So that's why this is happening, okay? This is not the time and place for trying to make a case for, if you want to change the law, that's done at the legislature. If you want to help change the rules, that rule process is going on now, and there will be a public comment period coming up in the next year sometime. Then weigh in on that public comment on the rules part of it, of what's in the statutes. But we don't make the statutes.
I know.
We just follow.
I know.
And I understand libertarian, I at least lean that way. But when I go to get my oil changed, he doesn't pay me while I'm sitting there waiting while he's changing my oil. It's a cost of doing business because I need my truck to do my job. Your license is a cost of doing business. So can you get paid? Yeah, your accountant can figure out how to get paid for that time. But are we going to issue a check? No, it's not going to happen. I kind of lean that way. So the main point here isn't to go over your philosophy, us trying to convince you or you trying to convince us. The whole point was, is it safe for staff to go out there and make that inspection, get it over with, and get it done? That's it. Am I wrong on that point?
I'm concerned about the thought process here. I have some concern about that.
I have a question, please, for Dr. Rettner.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been practicing veterinary medicine?
Since 1991.
Okay. Why did you choose a profession that is regulated by law? Both federal, state, and local.
Well, at the time that I went to school and chose that as a profession, I never thought of it at all. Never crossed my mind. A young person going to school wanting to do the profession that I wanted to do. And again, I don't believe in any of that. Yeah, look at this time. Okay, got it. That is my philosophy. Now you ask me why I chose that. It's regulated. There's so many other things too. They're creeping it down to, you know, regulating, licensing every little thing. I believe that my relatives came over on the Mayflower, the Pinta, or Santa Maria, just like everybody else's. And I believe there's no big I, little you in any of this, and that every single one of us, there's nobody that can get together and rule or reign over anybody else. Now, is this good? It is good, but it should be privately held. Like, in other words, somebody owns a business that says, if you want to get a license and you get this big mark, you know, this, you know, a big grading, you'll get more clients and you'll get more business, and then you have a board, you have all of this. What you do actually is divide the whole thing. I sat here and just watched this for the first time, and you know, if her license wasn't in jeopardy, she probably would have went over there and said, I'm sorry. And those people need to forgive her. And you don't have that with you guys in the middle. Regulation has never helped anything. You know?
That's
what it is, but you know.
Excuse me. If you had seen one right before that, then you might not think that same
thing.
Because it was totally different. Well, and I haven't heard the backstory on that yet. I'm looking forward to it.
If you want to send somebody out, and I was ready for her to do it that very next day, I don't have a problem with that, except I'm saying that I believe it's unconstitutional without payment. And I'm not saying pay me, because there's not enough you can pay me, because my time is too valuable to be standing out in 118 degrees temperature. But that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying I'm doing that in protest. And you know, you can make all kinds of laws, and a whole bunch of them can be unconstitutional. And a person can say, I'm just following the law, and be doing something very wrong, and they're just following the law. And I don't think that's okay. I think you have to, when it's brought up to you that the law may be unconstitutional, that you need to make your own decision as to whether that's, you get your own legal input on that.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure this is not unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah,
again,
right.
I want to wrap this up, because the main thing was, is it safe to go out there and make this inspection, or are you going to cooperate with it, or are we going to take another path?
Oh, no, I'm supposed to cooperate, it's fine.
And just to reassure you, at least one of us, I keep this on my desktop, I keep this in my folder, all my stuff.
What does it say?
The end of law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. That's quote John Locke. So we're not trying to restrain you from getting your job done. On the other hand, the public says, or the law says, we need to protect the public, and here's how you need to protect the public.
Okay.
And I don't want the staff talking about this during the inspection.
No, I'm not gonna talk about any of it.
This is not something that's being brought up.
No, no, I have no problem with it. This was from the module. I don't know if you guys know that, but this is from the module we were just required to do. I mean, that was from module 6 or module 10, from the, well, I just thought I'd point that out, how inconsistent some of the things are. No, I won't discuss it with whoever comes out or anything like that.
If you don't believe what word Fauci says, God bless you, I believe you.
God bless?
If you don't believe a word Fauci says, God bless you, I believe you.
There's another thing you were mentioning.
I'm concerned about mental state. I just don't understand the logic here. I don't understand logic and worries being professional, a licensed professional that we're entrusting with the safety of the public. This worries me. And I'm saying that as a Republican, libertarian, Trump voter, yes. This attitude is concerning to me.
Well, I guess you're going with this, not good.
I don't know what you're trying to do here.
Okay, let me tell you where I am coming from, everyone. You said we're charged with protecting the public, okay? That's the issue right there, okay? As we do that more and more, we emasculate, but we take that away, that power away from each one of them for doing it for themselves. They expect that somebody's doing it for them, looking out for them. And like I said, you have this animosity right here between these two people. I'm sure, I didn't even realize that I knew her. I sided with her based on only what I heard here, because the animal got up, it recovered. I asked her, where are you from? She said, Thatcher. I said, oh, do you know Debbie Salazar? She says, that's me. And so I know Debbie for 25 years. I didn't recognize her. And but anyway, I know that if you didn't have this risk of this, we can take your license. I think she'd have crossed the line and apologized, you know, or said, you know, something to those people. And those people want you to act for them, and I just think all of that's wrong. However, if licensing was voluntary, like you have in the construction industry, like use a licensed contractor, don't use one that's not, and your insurance is only going to pay if you have a licensed contractor, if we had that, then people can use licensed veterinarians that do these requirements, but you know, they check these things off. I've gone to this seminar, and I've completed this, and these are all my qualifications. And a person can choose, and that empowers them, that they're in the choosing part. Every time you tell them that somebody else makes the choice for you, somebody else is your overseer, you know, looking out for you, you emasculate them, you cut them down. Nobody wants a safe jungle. They want to be king, and they want to conquer in an unsafe jungle. Yeah.
So I don't disagree with all that. I'm not leaning where you're leaning, but we need to wrap this up, because we've already said, I think it's safe to go there, unless staff is still uncomfortable. I think it's safe to go. This is not the time, we cannot do anything about policy on legislation. That's got to go right across the street here to the Senate and the House, and whoever your representative is, that's who you got to make that adjustment through. That's not going to come through us. In fact, we don't even go out, except for the premise inspections, things get reported to us as a complaint, and then that's where we come in.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
By
By the way, I worked as head of a building inspection department in California, and unfortunately, your perception is wrong. It is also regulated. Construction can be stopped with a red tag if it does not meet the uniform fire code, building code.
For
safety issues, again, protection.
But a person can hire a plumber to fix the faucets, and they don't have to be a licensed plumber. We don't have to, you know.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
That's still not pertinent to what we can or will do here.
I'd like to make a motion that we open a case regarding this inspection and consolidate it with the, and if I'm using the incorrect wording, Mark, and consolidate it with the informal hearing that is coming up next month. Is it next month?
Yes.
Is that correct, Mark? Did I word that correctly?
Perhaps we can go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay.
I move we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
Good motion, Warren, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On phone, you there?
Oh, okay. Aye, the best, I'm here.
Thank you.
Sorry, man.
Musical chair today.
Yes.